Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about that time, Tommy.
Let's do it, buddy.
Snowy day in Rochester doesn't mean we ain't getting after it. Mm-hmm. It's about to get hot in the break room. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game. Where are they whining? If you are stuck in traffic and not normally listening to the radio right now, here's how it works. Kimmy's got a post from one of the neighborhood apps. You guys send them to her. We greatly appreciate it. She picks her favorites. She then removes all street names and town references to not give it away out of the gate. But if you listen, there are still enough little clues where you'll be able to figure out which town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester she is describing. And you're going to call us at 252-WCMF, 252-9263, and we're going to figure out where they whine. We had a winner last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was?
Woody.
All right, so Woody.
Deep. In that hole.
Yeah, we'll have a big old Woody in Ben's hole until around 9:30 this morning. So be gentle. Are you ready?
Yeah, of course I'm ready. Watch me. Watch and learn, buddy boy.
Kimmy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Webster!
I'm sorry, I have to say this. The pay it forward movement is so dumb. You think you're doing a good thing, but really you're just putting pressure on other customers to overspend. I had it happen to me while grabbing coffee at Blank on Wednesday. Apparently, this so-called pay it forward chain had been going all morning, and I was like the 20th person to get it. So obviously, I was shamed into paying for the person behind me and their kid, too. They ended up picking out the most expensive pastry in the place. I begrudgingly paid for it. I didn't want to look like the ass who breaks the chain, especially when the person behind me could clearly hear that I had my coffee paid for.
We know it's not a member of Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
But what an absolute...
That was a good joke,
very
Dick.
Good.
Shut up!
Good stuff.
Shut up!
Funny stuff, man. A little late.
Never break the... Well, I wanted to let her finish a sentence.
No, you needed it like 20 years ago.
More like 40. Stupid. Joke's on you. It was a more dated joke than you thought.
But what an absolute sham the whole thing is. There's no end to it, and nobody actually benefits from it. I ended up spending more money than what my regular order would have cost me. Special shout out to the jerk who kicked this whole thing off. Just a type of midweek BS to ruin my workday before it even starts. It's more about them looking good than actually helping people. Sorry for the rant, but paying it forward is just plain stupid. I didn't sign up to pay your... to pay for your $10 cup of coffee and your kid's overpriced pastry.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Thomas, what do you hear?
Well, this is a working man on his way to work, just getting his coffee.
Can I make a rush joke or is that too dated?
No, go ahead.
No, I don't want to.
Because you don't have one.
Call me the working man. That's what I am. Don't mind buying your kid's pastry.
He's a little grumpy.
Okay.
And he doesn't get all his donating crap.
It doesn't get, but it's not donating.
Go to work.
No, it's not donating.
It's kind of donating.
No, somebody paid for his right. Before he got there.
But it's like a chain donation. I donate. You know, I'm paying for you. And it's
It's everyone knows charity. How it works.
It's a bunch of charity crap. Okay, all right. They ain't having it, man. Okay. Go to work. Pay for your own food. Pay for your own drink.
All right, so where is it happening?
Where are the grumpy working guys at that don't tolerate this kind of crap?
Where are they?
Webster.
Oh. Wait, Webster's full of grumpy working guys?
Oh, yeah.
See,
I went to work every day. I was grumpy.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man.
And I drank coffee every day.
Working with those hands.
Oh, I was working them last night.
You work 15 minutes, and what do you get? A 30-year career and co-host
Pat's mom's wet.
No, I was doing it. Never break the chain.
Pat's mom's wet.
You looked at this the wrong way.
Oh, wait. Did I get the wrong pick?
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God.
No, but it's not
Please explain it to me.
It's not even about the pick you made. It's how you narrowed this down. Because the story is not about one man being grumpy. This story is actually about 20 people who participated in the Pay It Forward before one man was like, yeah. I don't want to do this anymore. Which means we're not looking for a town of grumpy people. We're looking for a town of people who think something like this would be awesome.
Oh, okay. So where's that?
Well, here's the thing. If we go to the west side, there are going to be people that just cut it off because they simply don't want to do this.
No.
This is an east side town because this is one of those things where you feel like you're doing good without ever doing good. Mm-hmm. And people on the east side love to feel like they're doing good without actually making a difference. With that being said, they whining in Fairport. This is the most Fairport story.
Where are you getting your coffee in Fairport?
There's a Dunkin' Donuts right there. There's like 14.
There ain't no Dunkin' Donuts.
There's a Dunkin'
in
Fairport. It's called the Fairport Dunkin'. Ever been?
Fairport
Dunkin'.
Man, you just screwed up big.
They whining in Fairport. Bro, I know exactly where.
Are they getting that goddamn coffee at that chicken shack on the canal?
No, they allegedly sold drugs there. I don't think they sell coffee.
Oh.
I don't know how that all finished up. No, bro, it's Fairport. It's 20. Oh, my God, we're doing so good. It's a holiday season. Look at us. Fairport.
All right. We'll see.
All right. We got folks on hold. Like we said, Woody will be going last in Ben's hole, big old Woody in Ben's hole. There is one rule and one rule only.
What's that?
You get one pick.
Okay.
A single pick. If you are on hold and you hear someone say your pick before you were able to say, you got two options. You can hang up the phone, try again next week. We will not be mad at you.
Uh-huh.
Or pick another town. If you call us up and go, well, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified. The commissioner has all final say. And don't forget, we had a man triple disqualify himself last week.
Yeah, he did.
Don't
he
be that guy.
That.
Okay.
All right. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's kick it off with Pete, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going in Greece, and I'm calling my shot. It's the Long Pond Dunkin' Donuts.
Why Greece?
Because I feel like this has happened before on more than one occasion at that Dunkin' Donuts.
Are you the grumpy dick that hates this?
You breaking the chain?
No, but it has happened to me when I was in that drive-thru with my kids, and it was really annoying because it was pretty expensive.
But it happens at every drive-thru, Pete. That's why it's like a thing. It's been a thing for years.
It doesn't happen at every drive-thru. It happens at very seldom drive-thrus.
Very seldom drive-thrus. There are very seldom drive-thrus in which it happens.
I've taken Tommy's English class.
All right, Petey, we got you for Greece. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Steve-O. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Brighton today.
Why Brighton?
Nobody uses the word pastry when they're in line at a Dunkin' Donuts. They would say donut. So it just makes me think this guy is kind of hoity-toity, rich, kind of douchey.
He's
from
a pastry
Brighton.
Kind of guy.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, he does.
That's a good tell.
Yeah, because like there wouldn't be like a high-end bakery that had a drive-thru around here, right? I can't think of one.
Where?
Well, like I'm saying,
Both
like
corners, maybe like Starbucks, you know. The cost of going to Starbucks is not like $5 anymore. It's $20.
You know what? Brighton has two, Dunkin' and Starbucks.
Point, no, I know. The point I'm trying to make is,
what?
Like, where you would call a donut a pastry would be a higher-end bakery. I don't look at Starbucks as like a pastry kind of bakery.
No, but you use the word pastry for all baked goods. If you're a hoity-toity type.
But I also don't feel like this. There would be a pay-it-forward line, Steve, at a Starbucks. That seems like a too expensive place to pay it forward.
That's the point. That's why he's calling and complaining.
But you already had 20 people, Steve. You're all over the board, Steve. You're all over the place.
Ah.
Oh, all right.
What he said, ah.
Working man. Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Caleb, where are they whining, buddy?
So, Tommy, I know I just met you the other day, and I like you a lot. You're a nice guy.
I didn't meet you, then.
I'm saying Pittsburgh.
Why Pittsburgh?
Because, well, I just explained it. This guy is Tommy to a T.
No, Tommy wouldn't have the balls to complain about it. He would be too afraid of being judged for complaining about something like this.
This is a pastry town.
Complains about everything.
This is, well, no, he only complains when he's like far away, and he's also too lazy to go online and bitch about it. Like, this is a man with a spine that wrote this, and that is not okay. Tommy Mulay.
So it's Tommy if he was born like 5 or 10 years later, so that he's a little bit more technologically savvy.
Okay, all right. I love how Caleb described you up front like you were a puppy that needed to be adopted. A lot of fun, a lot of energy. Good guy, great to meet him. I want to go back, pet his belly.
I mean, I like it more than I like you, Pat.
Thank you, Caleb.
Ooh, burn.
No problem.
Whatever, Caleb. I was going to say thanks for the call, but I'm not even thankful anymore.
All right, don't be a C-word, Pat.
Bye, Caleb. 252. Dear God. 252 to be CMF. Let's talk to a man who currently has Woody in his hole.
Oh.
Ben's on CMF. Ben, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with the South Wedge because I feel like it would be hipster douches that would whine about this.
Where is there a drive-thru in the South Wedge?
I don't know why you keep saying drive-thru. I don't think this is a drive-thru.
Yeah, well, yeah,
no, it's
because
he said the car behind. You said,
no, it never says anything about a car.
It said, I paid the car behind.
No, it doesn't say a car behind.
Pay it forward is always a drive-thru.
It says, I'll read it later. I will let you think what you want.
I'll read it later.
No, because the guy said the guy behind me in line clearly, yeah.
You couldn't do a pay it forward within a line because I could hear that we're paying it forward. I would just order all of the, no, that would go the opposite way. 55 burgers, 55 fries. 55. All right.
I don't know. Okay. I'm going with South Wedge because it seems like a hipster douche would whine about this.
Yeah.
And they would call it a pastry and not a donut. But, yeah.
All right. Great call, Ben. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good one.
Have a good one, guys.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Instagram messages coming in.
Yeah.
Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. James writes, Fairport has at least 3 Dunkins. One is right next door to my work. Tommy is, all caps, dumb. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get one more in
before
we find out if there is a drive-through mentioned in this post. Mm. Barbara's on CMF. Barbara, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to stick with this east side run. I'm going to go with Penfield.
Why Penfield?
Just has that vibe. Someone is, you know, lives out like in Walworth or somewhere, and they're coming, stop at Penfield to get their coffee before they go into work. And
all right, hold on. Something just happened.
What?
He said 2 towns.
Well, he said they were driving from. You can say where they're driving from.
Oh, no. I feel like he's trying to, like, plant
two
flags.
He didn't try to
He's trying to plant two flags. Like, Walworth.
He's just describing the person in the post.
You got soft. Where's the bitch-ass, hard-ass commissioner that
I was going to say, but then I said, he's saying it's happening in Penfield.
Okay. Barber.
Nice try.
We got you for Penfield, buddy.
That's right.
Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy,
yep.
Can we get a confirmation of a drive-through for the folks just joining us?
You can hear what you want, I guess.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry I have to say this. The Pay It Forward movement is so dumb. You think you're doing a good thing, but really you're just putting pressure on other customers to overspend. I had it happen to me while grabbing coffee at Blank on Wednesday. Apparently, the so-called Pay It Forward chain had been going all morning, and I was like the 20th person to get to it. So obviously, I was shamed into paying for the person behind me and their kid, too. They ended up picking out the most expensive pastry in the place. I begrudgingly paid for it. I didn't want to look like the ass who breaks the chain, especially...
Never break
see,
the chain!
See, this is why he missed it.
No, because I got it and I'm about to tell you.
Especially when the person behind me in line could clearly hear that I had my coffee paid for.
Yes, yes.
But what an absolute sham the whole thing is. There's no end to it, and nobody actually benefits from it. I ended up spending more money than what my regular order would have cost. Just a special shout out to the jerk who kicked this whole thing off. Just the type of midweek BS to ruin my workday before it even starts. It's more about them looking good than actually helping people. Sorry for the rant, but paying it forward is just plain stupid. I didn't sign up to pay for your $10 cup of coffee and your kid's overpriced pastry.
Here's why it would have to be a drive-thru. You wouldn't know what the person behind you is ordering until after you were done paying.
What?
No, because they can clearly hear.
The person behind me in line could clearly hear that I had my coffee paid for.
Listen to me. Listen to the walkthrough. The only way it works is through a drive-thru because their order is already in when you are paying. For me to have to pay to somebody for pay for someone behind me, I would have to say, "Would you like to pay for the person behind you
but
who has not ordered yet?"
I would just say, "No, it's not." I'm done. Not my guess.
Okay, you know, right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
I am going to go with Brighton.
I'm sorry. Where did you say you wanted to go?
Brighton.
Oh, that sucks. Because you're pretty disqualified, bitch! Damn it, where's the there it is? Thank you. We had a Brighton from Steve-O, Mark.
Remarkable.
Yeah, you wasted your time and our time, and you're dumb.
Can I get another guess?
Yeah, here, go ahead. Go ahead and guess another guess, yeah.
I'm going to try another guess.
No, okay? You can't have another guess. You've been disqualified again, Mark. You suck so hard.
I didn't say another guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, you're right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say another guess. I'm sorry.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Brighton.
Ah! Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good
rest of the
day. 252-WCMF. And we're done with Mark.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. Let's get someone who knows how to play the game.
All right, who you got?
Armand. He's a vet. Armand,
oh,
where they
back.
Want? Yeah, where they want it, buddy?
Man, I got disqualified like the last 2 weeks. So
yeah, don't screw it up. Don't screw it up, stupid.
Nah, so I'm going to go ER. So
why East Rochester?
I guess. It's a little quaint little town. You know, he said original, regular order drink. So I figured a guy go there every day. Pastry, and he says shams. Sounds like a guy from ER.
You call original drive-through order drink? Is that what you order when you go through the drive-through?
Well, no, he said original. His original.
Can
order,
I get so my original drive-through order drink, please? Thank you.
I mean, you the one who talk about the guy is in the drive-through when he's clearly in line.
He is in the drive-through. It's the only way Pay It Forward works is through the drive-through.
It's the same system inside or out.
No, it's not because the person you would have to stop.
It had to have been a Gen Z guy starting this because obviously he didn't know the rules that it's only in a drive-thru. So.
Okay, gotcha. You're all stupid. Armand, we got you for East Rochester. Have a good rest of the day and with your regular drive-thru drink. Oh, he already hung up. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Joel. Joel, where are they whining, buddy?
I don't really care. But you're right. You're absolutely right, Pat. It's definitely a drive-thru.
Thank you.
There's no way that they would have the order.
Thank you.
And you're not going to sit around and wait for the person to order his scone.
Thank
right?
you.
No, it's definitely a drive-thru.
All right, Joel, it's FCC rules that you have to pick a town now that you're on with us. So where are they whining, Joel?
Okay, I'm going to say East Irondequoit.
Well, okay, we'll leave you a Irondequoit because it's one big-ass town. Yeah. We don't
the whole thing?
Yeah.
I get the whole thing?
You get Oliver Ondaatje, Joel.
Yep.
The whole board.
It's a holiday blowout, buddy. Oliver Ondaatje. We're going to hang up on you because you were fun, but now you're not fun anymore. Thanks for the call, buddy. There goes Joel. Now I'm mad he agrees with me.
Why?
I don't know. Because I thought he was fun, but he's not. Don't you hate that when you meet somebody? You're like, oh, this guy's cool, and they talk for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I remember when I met you.
Oh, my God. Brutal.
I just want to point out, everybody's now stuck on this drive-through versus in-person line. They don't even want to make a guess. They just want to say why you're right or wrong about
the
drive-through.
That's all.
This is you.
No, good.
You wouldn't let it go.
Good. Yeah, and I'm not going to let it go because it's the only way it works, stupid. You say dumb things that aren't true. It's called the break room. 252-WCMF. Jay, where are they whining, buddy?
Where I'm currently stuck driving, Chi Lai.
Why Chi Lai?
Honestly, this week I'm stuck here, so I got nothing better.
Okay, Jay.
He's forced to listen to us.
Jay, can you do pay it forward in a line that's not the drive-thru?
Only because I've seen it happen before.
Now you did not. Now you're lying. Why you lie into the radio?
I would assume they do it in big cities where they don't have drive-thrus.
Oh, yeah.
They pay it for.
No, it's against the law to do it.
How would you do it there?
No, it's against the law to do it there.
Because of the Manhattan Act?
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't be able to get away with it down in New York City. Everyone's too grumpy.
Yeah.
Not like here. Screaming and yelling about a pointless game.
And we started off by a guy screaming and yelling.
No, it's great. I love it.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm furious about the pay it forward thing right now. I am furious about the pay it forward. I hate everybody. All right. We had our winner last week. He has been big and hard and sitting in Ben's hole this entire time.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for our final picker. Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
They're hating in the Henny.
My God, I hate
in the Henny.
Why Henrietta?
Henrietta has four Starbucks, a Dunkin', and two Independence coffee shops within a couple of miles of each other right along Jefferson Road.
Okay.
That's the pay it forward
line. Concentrated right there. And it satisfies lots of your drive-thrus.
Okay, so wait, do you agree then that it has to be a drive-thru for a pay it forward?
No, I don't agree.
Shut up, Woody! Stupidest listener base ever. I hate all of you. Woody, we got you for Henrietta, buddy. Thanks for the call. Good luck. All right. Are we ready to do this?
All right. I'm feeling good.
Pay forward a win in your face. Tommy is in Webster. I'm in Fairport. Pete is in the town of Greece. In fact, he called the Long Pond Dunkin', called his shot. Steve-O is in Brighton, only because they use the word pastries and a fancy town uses the word pastries. Caleb is in Pittsburgh because Tommy reminded him of this post.
Yes.
Ben is in the South Wedge, which was a dumb take, and it kicked off the drive-through argument that we've been having for the last 10
minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
Barber is in Penfield, although he did say Woolworth. Mark called up, said Brighton disqualified himself, said Brighton again, disqualified himself again, kept talking, but we were done with Mark. Armand called up to get his regular size drive-through drink at Pictee's Rochester. Joel called up just to yell at Tommy about the drive-thru.
Yes.
Then picked her on to Coit, and then Joel wasn't fun anymore, so we hung up on him. Jay picked Chi Lai because he's stuck there. And Woody, last week's champion, who's been sitting in Ben's hole, is in Henrietta. Are we ready for it?
I'm ready.
We're ready.
All right, let's do it. Come on!
Yep.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no,
yeah.
It ain't.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. It ain't.
It's a drive-thru.
I have no idea. For clarity, I have no idea if it's a drive-thru. I read it and assumed it was an in-person line.
You dumb.
So we do not have an official word on that.
You dumb.
Okay.
You dumb.
But we do know where they whining. And everybody, we all kind of were on the same page.
Oh.
East side, it's an east side pick.
Uh-oh.
Because they whining in Brighton.
Damn it!
Who had Brighton?
Steve.
Steve-O?
Steve-O.
And I don't know if Steve has won before. But there is a Steve on the board.
Do we have a Steve-O, though?
But I don't know.
Hi-ho, Steve Areno.
There's a regular Steve.
Regular Steve.
There's
Steve.
A Steve B, and that's it.
Right.
So,
Stevie.
Unless you're one of those Steves.
I can't make a...
I'm not sure.
Wait a minute. I can't do Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
I can't do Rush. No. But you can do Little Stevie.
Yeah.
Yeah? Go have his underground garage. We can go there, too, you stupid bitch. Congratulations, Steve-O.
Miami Steve.
Oh, by the way, how about Mark called up and disqualified himself with Brighton?
Yeah,
you
would have
been a champion.
Oh, man.
But you got there too late, buddy.
Got beat to it.
Sometimes your best ability is your availability.
Mm.
Something to keep in mind.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's the thing.
What's the thing?
You know, getting your bank account hacked is scary.
Yeah, you ain't got no money.
You're right, but you're protected most of the time if it's like a hack of the system.
All right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Same with your credit card, all of this stuff.
And you'll get it back.
You have a theory, Tommy, that somebody has your information.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a matter of time before they get to you.
They're going
to
get me.
This hacking is a little more scary.
Whatever.
Because if folks have access to this, how are you supposed to know what is legitimately a problem and what is not?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Are you familiar with the New York Alert app?
No.
It is a mass notification system used to keep New York residents informed on topics they select when they sign up. For example, you can click like weather emergencies, road closures, deadlines to file taxes, things of that nature. Anything bad happening in the state, including taxes, you can say, I want to know about it.
Mm.
Last month,
what happened?
It was discovered that someone hacked the New York State Alert app.
And would they let everybody know?
Now, here's the thing. They sent a message about a bogus transaction to tens of thousands of people that get the emergency notification.
Yeah.
So in this case, it wasn't a huge deal. They did tell people, please ignore it.
Mm.
The problem, however,
yeah.
is they have the ability to get access to the New York Emergency Alert app.
Yeah, you could cause some panic with that.
Cause some panic? I mean, Kimmy.
Is there anything that they can't hack? I mean,
what an old man take. Well, anything these days, can I even say hack?
Can I say it?
Can I say hack?
So if they can get into this, can they get into anything? Or is there some things that they're, like, bulletproof?
I don't know. I mean, well, how could it be bulletproof?
Well, like your bank app.
They get into our bank apps.
Yeah.
They did?
I can't think of anything that's untouchable.
I mean, you see.
They even hack, like, the road signs. The billboards.
Yeah.
And stuff. I mean, don't know what to call them.
Even back in the day, the emergency alert systems on television were hacked a couple of times. There's videos on YouTube you can watch where somebody got in the system and we're like, butts. It's like, you know, this is the emergency alert system. Your mom's a skank. And she got a butt. Like, I mean, you see the most powerful, rich companies on the planet have their systems.
So why even worry about it?
Well,
then?
What do you mean, why even worry about
it? Because if everybody's susceptible to it, what's the difference?
If everybody's susceptible to it.
It's bad to the bone.
You do it with Max Headroom, who also hacked the emergency alert system.
No, I mean, I can't worry about it.
No, okay, here's why this is scary. Right?
Why are you scared?
Why am I scared?
Yeah. Like, there's nothing you can do about it.
Let's say they hack Apple and they take down like the Apple system for a little while, right? Like Apple is going to immediately get on that. They're going to be able to figure it out. You're going to know. It's going to be like a news story. Fine. What sucks about this is if these people are able to hack into this system and send out an alert that something terrifying has happened, you are going to cause mass panic within a 15-minute window before.
So you get War of the Worlds?
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of like what happened when.
Not the radio broadcast.
That accidental alert went to Hawaii.
Yeah, can you explain that to Tommy?
And I can't remember what was it.
So
was
basically,
it a
they said was
what?
That missiles were being
missiles.
Launched.
Okay, yeah.
Because my can brother's you explain
that,
Tommy?
No, I couldn't remember what the actual.
They broke up my brother's neighbor's marriage. I told you the story. They were on vacation in Hawaii, and he thought it was the end of the world, and he admitted some stuff to his wife.
That. Yeah.
They have since divorced.
Oh, no.
Because of that missile launch. Yeah.
Something like that could have the same effect wherever it happens.
Yeah, but that marriage is going in the toilet anyway.
Quick sidebar. What? I never got, like, the world is ending. I'm only going to keep the secret for 15 more minutes. Why would you not?
I agree with you.
You kept it this whole time.
Yeah,
you
why?
You know what you're going to do.
Go out on a high note.
No, man, like, like, we can survive most anything.
Yeah.
Right? Like, whatever happens to us, we have seen as a country, as a species, we are very resilient. Yeah. We can hold on and figure out a way. The one thing I would argue that has a chance to destroy us is mass panic in a moment.
But, I mean, it would have
nuclear
to be...
Nuclear weapon.
Okay, well, what would you do? You would do nothing. Because you would see no explosion, so it would only last a little bit.
But that,
I don't see the roads getting jammed, because why run from
depends on what the warning is, though, right? Like, yeah. If it says evacuate the area immediately, or
right, so
it depends
30,
on what they're telling you to do. Or what
right,
you
so
think
you say New York
to
City's going
to
get hit with a nuclear missile in 30 minutes.
Yeah. People are going to try and run.
Yeah.
It's always rush hour in
oh, my
town.
God, man. Oh, my God.
That bridge is always backed up.
How are you so nonchalant?
I'd rather fry than sit in that goddamn traffic.
If you look at the biggest tragedies, most of the biggest tragedies in like human history, it's not the actual action a lot of the time that causes the devastation. It's the mass panic that follows it immediately.
Like what?
Well, in the rock and roll world, let's talk about what happened at the Who concert in Cincinnati.
Well, that was a stampede.
Well, yes, but that's what I'm saying. It's stuff like that
right.
causes the
most
issue. Yes, right? And I mean, look, don't get me wrong. There are some things that you're not overreacting. Yeah, you're just trying to survive. Yeah. But when you think you're just trying to survive, like, for example, the state certified warning app sends you that there's, like, you know, a tiger on the loose in your neighborhood.
Think of how many people would be in trouble just for stealing something. Mm. And it may not be like you went and you broke a window and, you know, raided a place, but if you thought like you were gonna die soon, maybe you steal something from a neighbor or
well, that's
know,
on you.
Okay,
because you're a piece of crap.
Well, no, okay, you don't know how people are gonna react when they think they're not gonna get in trouble for anything. Because we're all going soon anyways.
I'll give you a perfect example.
Okay,
let's say that we get a message that a nuclear weapon is gonna hit our area in 30 minutes.
The Rochester area.
Yeah, sure. I mean, whatever. It shows up. Yeah. You know, whatever. You got 30 minutes. You don't think people are running into stores and gas stations, grabbing everything they can, jumping in their car and taking off?
You got 30 minutes. You got to be French fries.
How far can I drive to get
you
out
can't.
Of
the
You don't know that.
You can't.
Idiot. Shut up. There's a dude that survived both the Hiroshima and the Nagasaki blast.
Man. That's going to be the most unlucky dude on the planet.
You've heard this story.
I'm moving.
Have you heard this story?
No.
Okay. So
it was 2 days later.
This is a true story. He was in, which was the first one? Hiroshima?
Hiroshima.
All right, so he was in Hiroshima.
Or Hiroshima.
He's a businessman.
Yeah.
He was in Hiroshima on business.
Yeah.
Boom, the first bomb goes off.
Yeah.
He survives. And what the hell happened? He gets on a train. He goes home to Nagasaki and gets hit with the second bomb. And he lived to like 100.
You know that story's made up.
Right? Bro, they've interviewed this man multiple times. There is documentation. He was in both places. Can you Google the story?
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's dial it back here for a bit. This city is completely annihilated. This businessman.
What? Yes.
And then, but the trains were running on time, and he went to the train station.
Yes.
While the city is melting, and goes, "Pardon me, boy, is that the Nagasaki choo choo? Yes, sir. Track 29. Well, you could give me a shot.
They have documented proof he was in.
You
both
leave
cities?
This station about a quarter to four. You're in Nagasaki, but you're on fire, and there's still where's the floor? Burning at the station. Nagasaki choo-choo.
He did have injuries and long-term health effects.
But he lived to 100.
He lived to 93.
On fire. He was still smoldering for the Nagasaki choo-choo.
Well, they had that quote, his famous last quote.
Nothing could be finer, but your eggs and ham just got fried.
Shut up.
Just like your guts.
How have you never heard that story before? It's a very
it's
famous story. It's not made
no.
up.
It's such a made-up
Kimmy,
story.
Thank you.
They needed something to show people can survive.
They needed something to show
they needed
people
a good
can
story.
Survive.
They needed a good story, so they came up with the Nagasaki
choo-choo. No, it's that other song Charlie Daniels did. A Nagasaki can't survive! 252 WCMF. We are talking about the story. It was discovered last month that somebody hacked the New York State Alert app. It's an app that you can use as a New Yorker to sign up for notifications for, like, bad things that are going to happen. The people that hacked it sent out a message, like, it sounds like trying to scam people out of money. But what is alarming here is that they have the ability to get in this communication system and, I guess, in theory, push a notification that something bad would be happening. And my argument is we can survive most things. It's the mass panic that follows or precedes these things that is going to be what the downfall is. And something like this can cause mass panic. Because here's the other thing, man.
What's that?
Let's say there's a push notification, something terrifying, nuclear weapon, worst thing you could think of is coming.
It's coming.
If the government comes out 15 minutes later and goes, has no false alarm, it's not true, half the people that see that aren't going to believe the government.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they're just trying to keep us in our place so we get fried. We've got a government. I've seen it. I've seen it on the internet. I'm going to steal this 7-Eleven.
I'm going to the train station.
Bro, I am furious that you did not know this story, that you think it's fake.
I'm telling you, man.
He's officially recognized by the Japanese government.
Unluckiest dude in Japan.
To Somu Yamaguchi.
Man, that's so made up.
That name?
Sumo Nagaguchi.
You did not say sumo. And
this is sumo.
Yamaguchi.
Chapstick Namaguchi.
Kimmy, you were saying?
I'm just
Chop
saying.
Chop Suey Joe.
Nobody's disproved his claims.
Michael writes us on Instagram.
Chung King Charlie.
When mass panic happens, people lose all brain cells. Look at COVID. I couldn't wipe my ass for almost a month, but toilet paper is the most important thing in the world for some reason. That's a great point. Bro, they had armed guards handing out toilet paper at grocery stores.
Yeah. But that was a legitimate thing that happened.
No, but like toilet paper wasn't in short supply. We made it in short supply because we had a run on toilet paper, right? Yeah. Same thing with the hand sanitizer. Everyone just went out and bought all they could. We all did this.
The train stations were slammed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm furious. Furious about the drive through, pay it forward. I'm still furious about that. Weirdest part is the guy was trying to pay it forward in the drive through at the train station in Nagasaki when the second bomb went off.
For the Nagasaki juju.
I'm telling it's like one of the most famous stories of the war.
Not, I would
it
say,
is like one of the most famous
stories
of the war.
Here's your famous stories of World War II.
Yeah.
Pearl Harbor.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Arizona sinks. Nagasaki. Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Not this dude.
By the way,
he dedicated years of his life to advocating for nuclear disarmament.
Yes, he like traveled around
the
world.
United Nations.
According to him, it's fake. I'm fake advocating for this thing that didn't happen to me, dumbass. By the way, I will.
What's his name?
Tsutomu? I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. Yamaguchi.
Yamaguchi. Which is a very common name in Japan. It's like Smith.
What does that have to do with it not being real?
They made it up.
They didn't make it up.
They just found some old dude.
I would also argue when it comes to like levels of importance in World War II, yes, Pearl Harbor got us into the war, but we created a bomb that could destroy mankind. I might put that over Pearl Harbor.
Well, it doesn't get the same attention.
The nuclear bombs! The nuclear bombs!
Okay, so which movie came out first?
Which one was better?
Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, you know who wasn't in Oppenheimer? Cuba Gooding Jr. and Ben Affleck.
By the way, Barbie beat it.
Barbenheimer?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.